At 5:15, excuse me. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Polis?
Here.
Mrs. Miranda Jimenez?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Mr. Monares? Ms. Shoemaker?
Here.
Dr. Hinman?
Here.
And Daniel did text me, and he's ill. He was hoping he was still going to be able to make it, but... Okay. So he's in my thoughts and prayers. Here are yours, too. Items from the floor. Is there anybody who would like to address the board at this time? Really, are you sure you don't want to?
No. Is there a chance?
Is it recording?
There's nobody who would, at this time, there's nobody who would like to comment. That moves us on to the organizational part of our meeting. Is there anything anyone would like to add to consent?
That's a question. Now, the designated board representative, could we just go ahead and put on consent the two nominees that we have to be on the board to represent the bond?
Well, I think we need to put the names in there because it wasn't on the...
It's not. Right.
So, is there anything anyone would like to add? There's nothing to add. Okay, will someone move the agenda and consent items as proposed?
I'll move it.
It was moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Mike Flowers to approve the agenda and consent items for the special meeting of May 18th, 2016. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously with those of us here. Designation of board representatives. Is there any nominations?
I nominate Tammy Polis.
And I'd like to nominate Mrs. Shoemaker.
It's okay.
Is there a motion for Tammy Polis and Jessica Shoemaker to be the representatives?
I'll move.
I'll second.
It was moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Michael Flowers to have Tammy Polis and Jessica Shoemaker as representatives to the board, the bond committee, and interest committee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes 4-0.
President Polis, if I may, before moving on to the last item, since everyone's in the room, minus Mr. Menares, I would like to ask Dr. Kogel just briefly to go over what the schedule is tomorrow, how long the meeting is going to last, and what's on the agenda.
So appreciate everybody coming in today and having a special board meeting for this. It's important to have some board members look at this survey, this polling that's going to go out. And there is an instrument that's together. We do have a meeting set up for tomorrow morning at 8:30 at the district office. Or you can, if you can't make that, we can do a phone conference and I'll get that information to you. To call in, we'll get you a copy of the instrument so you'll have it in front of you. It's going to take probably about 45 minutes to an hour. They'll go over the instrument.
It has to be at 8:30?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's been preset. Well,
Dr. Hinman sent us an email and a text, so we've had...
Do you need to push it a little bit?
Enough notice.
Well, with school? Or drop off?
Yes.
What would
9 o'clock? Is that too late? I can start out on the phone, and I might be able to be there.
It's a good solution.
By 8:30, and my husband may be able to take Will to work.
8:45.
8:45, okay. And I think I can even push it tonight. And I'll send an email to you tonight.
I think I could probably be there by 8:45.
Okay.
And if you're not, we will call you and we'll put you on speaker so you can hear as you're coming in.
There's construction on Colima. So that's the only thing that could hold me up.
We get it.
And the purpose is to go over this, to provide input. If there's something on there that we don't want to do, we can get that input. The goal is to get that out into the community and have those results back by June 14th to share with the board. and go from there.
Who else is on the committee?
Very good question. So, Dr. Hemmings there, myself, two board members. There'll be a representative that's Dave Larkin is on that. The architect that we've used in the past, doesn't mean that's the architect we're going to use in the future, but it's familiar with our facility, did the needs assessment. Someone from the company that does it is True North. They're the company that put it together. And another representative from TBW, which is a kind of a political strategist, should we go forward. They have an interest in the survey. And a gentleman from Piper Jaffray, who is more of a financial advisor, who can provide information on you know, the amount of money, the bonding capacity, median income. It has some of that information.
Okay, good. It's a good committee, a good group.
One more.
Oh.
A legal counsel.
Okay.
A gentleman from a legal counsel, because as you're putting these things together and the language is very, has to be very specific and very clear when you put, as we work on crafting that certain number of words, and you are limited to the number of words.
Okay.
So.
Good. It's a big group, good group.
Look at you.
Thank you.
That moves us on to the information report for the Board of Education goals.
Okay, thank you, President Polis. On the last pages, you'll find draft two. What staff did is we took as many notes as we could during the discussion of the first draft. I will tell you that we, because there were a lot of varying thoughts that the board had with numbers and measurements, so we did the best we could to glean all that information, combine some thoughts together. Obviously, this is a draft, but you can see by the highlighted areas, these are the areas that we changed, and we're looking for any input that you might have. If you also notice on page two, which will go on the back of the goals when they're actually printed, I believe it was Ms. Moran-Jimenez's idea to state what goals we have met, and we're going to monitor and continue. And if they fall below, it's something that we obviously might want to reconsider the following year.
So this will keep growing.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
And yeah, hopefully they come on and go back on. Yeah.
It's kind of sparse.
So, and then I'll turn it over to Ms. Knudsen if you have any questions or if she has any thoughts before we open the discussion.
No, not really. I think we tried, as Dr. Hemmings indicated, we took as many notes as we could and sat down. I pulled together the Ed Services team, and Dr. Hemmings sat in, and we tried to clarify as many of the items that you had shared either concern about or had input. But of course, as always, we're open to other suggestions or input that you might have.
And I will share, before we open up, you'll notice a couple, as evidenced by the climate survey. I sent you the climate survey of all the schools and districts as a whole. These will be additions to that survey next year. So we'll actually be able to measure the effectiveness of this goal. So it might be an ongoing goal, so we can continue to improve based upon those results. So we'll be adding a couple questions to that survey.
Thank you for increasing the AP and IB. Thank you. Any questions? Concerns?
Oh, with the question, the information that I had given you about the Mount SAC programs that Walnut does, are we going to potentially look at them for as part of establishing this agreement with dual credit and assisting our students? I don't have their acronyms here in front of me.
No, nor do I, and the answer would be yes.
Okay.
That is,
yeah, was there too with the UCs and...
I have to have it in front of me.
And they're, yeah, they were similar in name. Okay.
But I've kind of...
I neglected to ask that at the last board meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But our goal is, you know, in simplistic terms, is for a student to be able to take an English 1 Mount SAC class and count for English 4 on their high school transcript and get college credit, you know, for English 1. That's just a real simplistic example of that. So when they graduate, not only will they have met the requirements of the diploma, but they'll have 5 credits towards college when they walk out of our class. class. That's not the AP, that's not the I, that's just, you know, a college course. And interestingly enough, the catch-22 on that is, if enough kids start doing that, there is an argument of why would I take AP Lit if I can take the dual immersion English 1 at Mount SAC and I get the 5 credits, and the reason is because it depends on what college you want to go to.
Right.
That's, yeah, if your goal is to go, you know, Cal State, Community College, Cal State, you're probably going to be fine doing that. But if you're looking at a UC or private school, you're probably going to want to take that AP. Mm-hmm. And we'll explain that to students when they, if and when we put that together.
Well, that's really good because it gives parents and students choice.
Right.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Comments? Well, I appreciate all the work you went in to during our draft too. Is there a motion to it?
I think it's information.
We'll be bringing a clean copy back. We'll have the word draft off, and we will ask for approval highlights of your goals to keep us honest for the 16-17 school year, which we're very excited about, by the way.
Yeah, kids get another day of vacation.
Yeah. Yes, but the teachers will be better trained for it.
Wow.
That moves us on to the student academic calendar.
That's on consent.
Yeah. Oh, see? And I didn't saw this. That brings us to the end of our meeting. Wow, that was...
Shortest meeting.
Yes.
Should do it again.
5:20.
Make it breaker.
Is that?
But no.
It is 5:30.
It's 5:28. It would be exact.
So I have a question for the board, since we're concluding the meeting.
Is the recording over?
We can.
Thank you.
And are we being live streamed?